I'm Jen Page.
And I'm John Curtis.
And we are two nerds
in a garage.
I don't know what that dance was today.
I don't know. I like it, though.
Let the rain come down, dance.
What up, nerds?
Good morning, nerds.
Good morning.
I'm literally still putting my makeup on as we start.
Because... Jason Smith, hello. Is this where we go for top-tier nerd discussions on weekends? It certainly is, my friend.
Top tier. Well, it's definitely where you come for low-hanging
low-hanging discussions. Fruit. Like poop!
Oh, and we're already there.
Okay.
It's three Kidding. Seconds in, and we've already gone there. Okay, well, I'm hoping that some of our regular nerds get on. I was hoping they'd be here to talk about the awesome stuff that happened this past week. But
yes.
Good morning, Summer.
Hello. Hello.
Which actually, Summer is even the reason I know about what I'm about to talk about.
Really?
Because I do not watch award shows. I think that, good morning, nerds, Brian, Jenna. Brian says, John, please don't hurt me today. Apparently, he always hurts himself when he watches you. Is it because you're so good looking? Just walks and is like, there's John. Oh, a wall. So I do not watch award shows. I think they are completely stupid, political, and you basically need to have a lot of money to even get into this, whatever. Anyway.
Celtic Storm Designs. Thank you.
But the Emmys happened, and I had all these text messages. One was from Nerd Summer Walters about, like, my phone was blowing up that the thing, whatever was happening at the Emmys was making them freak out. It turns out that Schitt's Creek swept the comedy section.
Swept. Sweep the leg.
Best actress, Catherine O'Hara. Best actor, Eugene Levy. Best supporting, Daniel Levy. Best supporting, Annie Murphy. Best writing, best directing, best comedy. They're now the record holder for the most wins in a single season. Schitt's Creek, people. Have I been telling you about this whole time we've been watching?
You're a genius.
And
wait, we should also say that The Good Place had a really good tweet with regard to Schitt's Creek's wins.
Oh, yeah. We didn't actually. I should have saved those tweets.
Yeah.
Because you go ahead and do it.
Anyway, The Good Place, another great TV show. They tweeted out at Schitt's Creek and they said, congratulations to Schitt's Creek. Why can't I say shirt? Shirt. Shirt.
I love it. I love it.
That's great.
Celtic Storm says, "Good. Well, you're welcome for your mug. He's got more stuff coming as soon as his hand's back to function.
If you go to a Ren
I don't
Fair,
even want to know why John has caused you to hurt your hand.
I've been there.
Jenna, yes, Schitt's Creek, so happy. And we were all talking about this last week, and all the guys were like, there's way too much estrogen happening in this episode. But everybody, Hollywood, loves Schitt's Creek. And that brings us to reveal our winner.
Oh, yes. The Nerd Dome.
Nerd Dome. Best winner. Sitcom TV couple. I don't think everybody who's watching actually went to vote because most of the voters were people who don't watch us.
Yeah. That was really cool.
But by one vote.
No way.
Literally by one vote, we have a winner, which shows you your vote counts. So please go out and vote in November. Do not sit on your butt.
What?
By one vote, our winner of the best TV sitcom couple is David and Patrick.
No!
From Schitt's Creek.
No!
By one vote.
No. Wait, I don't think I voted.
I didn't vote either.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to cast each other out. Actually, I don't know who I would have voted for. I love Homer and Marge.
I can't believe they beat out Homer and Marge.
It's kind of like the last Nerd Dome we had where Mikey just surprised us.
That's
and just,
true.
Like, we're just not, it's very surprising who we think will win a Nerd Dome and we're completely off. Okay.
Homer and Marge. Okay.
Brian McKee says, I was laughing at something that John said, and I shot a nail into my
face. What?
Brian McKee, please don't. I mean, we appreciate that you watch us. Maybe take a break from work.
No, I say we should start using heavy machinery during our show.
We shouldn't use heavy machinery ever, let alone multitasking.
Two nerds and a table saw.
Well, we are two nerds in a garage. Maybe we up this show to be like working in the garage. We'll get more people watching us.
Yeah.
What else do we have from this past week I want to talk about? Oh, you wanted to show me some photos.
I did. I got some cool things I want to show you.
Okay.
So the first, if you want to flip it up there, share that tab.
I thought you wanted to do this with Nerd News.
No.
Yes. Your tab.
Yeah.
Sorry. Here we go. Adding to stream. What are we looking at?
So it turns out that the Black Panther sister, Shuri, she came to set one day. Ryan Coogler, the director, saw her hair. And she's like, you look like Leia. She's like, yeah, I love this. Anyway, they incorporated it into her character, and her whole hairstyle is based on Princess Leia. And if you read that, they go on to say, oh, look, Carrie Fisher would have loved that.
Aww.
A spunky little princess rising up.
So the hair we saw was based on that.
It sure was.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. You got another one?
I got another one.
Keeping it up.
Let me just flip. Here you go. Because
I don't have anything.
Okay, great.
You just got to learn to be ready, babe.
I'm ready. There's our other one. So my old college buddy, Courtney, she had a great tweet about a news story. And this is not nerd news. But anyway, a World War II ship was in a glacier and it was unfrozen. She's like, here comes Cap. Real life Cap.
Well, I wish. Can I just say that?
Yeah, right.
I wish. Well, yay. I like having good nerd news. We want to share something with you guys really quick before we move into other stuff, which is we started a Patreon account. So if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's basically a way for you to be a subscriber of the show and continue to support us in either small or big way monthly. So we have an account, patreon.com/2nerdsinagarage, and there's different levels, and all of them come with fun things. We even have a small level, like $5 a month, and you just, you know, you're helping support us and keep us going. Mm-hmm. But you have the bigger amounts, which actually come with nerd prizes constantly just being sent to you. And the reason we're doing it is because we, in order for us to grow this show, we actually need to have more, bankroll.
Yeah.
Just to like keep things moving, to be able to go out and get bigger guests. There's a lot of things we need to do to level the show up so that we can bring you better stuff.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/2nerdsinagarage if you don't mind checking that out.
It's like
good
your fans,
morning, Aunt Debbie Nerd. Good afternoon to them, I guess, because they're in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Brian McKee has some nerd news we'll do early.
Please.
His niece had a baby.
Congratulations.
A new nerd brought into the world.
A brand new nerd.
And
little nerd.
Now, babe, I really want to get into a pet peeve of mine.
Please.
I would like to speak to video game developers. Hello. Aren't there women video game developers?
Yes, I think you're going to talk about this.
Because why is it that in every video game series, girls are like sexy, cleavage. Like you can see their whole form. Like you can practically see their vagina through their pants. And guys are like armor, badass, guns, vest, helmet. What is that? And also, even make it worse, we've been playing Rogue Company a lot, just high res.
Hey, I'm not so much of a dick anymore.
He's less of a dick. So they have this character that's called Phantom, which is a sniper. And if you're good with it, you're a badass. You can kill somebody in one shot, basically.
Most people are not good.
But that's not the point. The character's badass, and they make her a new outfit that's really kind of fun and cool. It's like a neon. It's like kind of just cool and fun and funky. But now her voice when she talks is like literally like, oh my God, someone save me.
Isn't it funny to get sniped by someone who talks like that, though?
No, it ticks me off. She should totally be like more, her voice should be more like goth, like attitude, like, you know, if she's in that outfit, it should be more like, yeah, you're in my way, dude. Like that's how she should be talking.
Here's the thing.
I'm so frustrated. No, there's no justification.
There's no justification for it, but who's developing the game? A bunch of guys.
As McKee says, they're designed by men.
Yes, exactly the point I was about to make. Also, majority of players, it's a shifting demographic.
Right, but I don't think that's okay.
No, like, I don't think so either.
Are we not a little more woke at this point that we don't want to have women be, you know, helpless, you know, needy? I just, that voice, every time she says save me in that voice, I want to punch things. And I would never play with that character, even though I don't want to play her. But her outfit is so cool that would make me want to play the character.
You should tweet out to makers of the game.
They don't listen to my tweets. I've tweeted plenty of things. They don't care.
All right.
Anyway, I had a rant about that. Wait. All right, recommended. Oh, you want to finish?
Oh, I just wanted to say Mark Hamill was trending on Twitter. Because it was his birthday. Happy birthday, best friend Mark Hamill.
One day.
We'll just say, and now coming to you live from Two Nerds in a Garage, Mark Hamill.
That's the day.
I am going to practice that every show. Guys, we have a special surprise for you. Mark Hamill is here.
Just say it enough.
What a bummer if you're just tuning in and you heard that. Because we don't. He's not here.
Summer asks, so because the game is designed by men, the women are weak. I wouldn't say the women are weak because they're still like, all the women still have badass abilities.
Right, but their boobs are flopping out.
But the boobs are huge and their bellies are showing and their vaginas are out basically.
Well,
that one character though, when they made her so sound so helpless,
The dudes though, they're wearing skin tight stuff
no,
too.
You can't see anything. They don't even have a bulge.
There we go.
There's nothing sexual about the men.
Makers of Rogue Company, add bulges to all the male characters.
Like the most naked, quote unquote, is Talon. And he's got like a shirt and a shirt with his shirt's open, but he's got like double shirt and a chain. And then like his abs are perfect.
It should be a requirement for all new games that guys have bulges.
Well, if you're going to make the little vagina shape for the girls, make the bulges for the guys. Okay.
You all right there? Okay.
Recommended binge show of the week. I didn't want to give a show this week because there's a Netflix thing that feels like it should be a show that John and I watch.
Yes.
That you must watch.
Yes.
And it is, you know what I'm going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Away!
No. Wait. First off, why would I ever say Away as a binge show?
Because I want to watch it.
It's terrible.
It is not terrible!
A binge show is something you're like, I can't stop watching this.
Yeah, at the end of the episode.
Why would I say Away?
Because you liked it as much as I did?
Yeah, in your dreams, buddy. That's so frustrating to me. You didn't even hear what I just said. He didn't hear what I said. I'm going to say it in slow motion now. There is something I'm going to say that is not a show, but feels like it should be a show, and you need to watch it on Netflix. Now do you know what I'm going to say?
Nope.
So Enola Holmes.
Oh, yeah. It should be a show. That is a really good movie.
So many slaps. Just in my head, I'm repeatedly slapping him. So Enola Holmes, though, I am not a big Sherlock Holmes kind of person. I didn't watch the show. You liked the show.
Yes.
But this movie has done so well. And what is her name? Millie Bobby Brown from
so good.
From Stranger Things. She's so just magnetic. You have to watch. I literally had to stop working and watch the show. Watch the film, but the whole time we were like, it should be a show.
It
like,
really
we want
should.
To see the next thing.
Every time I thought I might have gotten bored with the movie, it just drew me back in, mostly because of her. She's so entertaining to watch.
I'm sorry, I got distracted because our resident Norm has made it into the thing and has. I know what he's talking about, but because it just sounds like a drunk, I want you to read this like a drunk text.
Let's throw it up.
Good morning, Coop. Hello, to read your comment as a drunk text.
Okay. Like a David Bowie labyrinth bulge or just a normal size bulge. We need to narrow down the specifics. Coop.
McKee says Away was pretty damn good. Yeah, everybody's tweeting about Away. Everybody loves Away. I just find it really slow and boring. And I think Hilary Swank is great. I think the actors are great. I see why people like it, but I need more things to happen. I don't like a long, slow this and long, slow that.
In terms of going to Mars shows, this one is by far and away better than the Hulu.
Well, yeah, if you compare it to like worse shows. I think Hilary Swank is fantastic, though, and I'm glad she's getting all this recognition from everybody out tweeting about her.
Recognize.
But I just don't think it's a binge show. It's not a show you sit down and watch the whole thing in one day. Even if you love it, I just don't think it's that kind of show.
Okay. I could literally watch the next episode every time it finishes. We've only seen three.
Yeah, that tells you something. We've only seen three since it came out. And we watch Madam Secretary, we watch like two, three episodes in a row sometimes.
Good.
Like when we woke up at 4 a.m. 2 days ago, because my daughter, for some reason, is still up at 4 a.m. talking, playing TV. And then we couldn't get back to sleep. So we're like, oh, I guess we're up now. Watch like two episodes of Better President.
4 a.m.
Finally, we'd visit bed back to bed at like 6:30.
Yeah.
Before we went house hunting for our first day, our first time, which is very, what's the word?
Daunting.
Yeah.
It is daunting.
Buying a house in L.A. is not.
It's no bueno. I Got a little something for you.
Well, we need to, it's time for Happy Nerd Clips of the Week.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
I have something fun. I need to figure out if I actually, I made it in a video. So smart. So let me do a little setup for this. This is basically a TikTok video. It's two strangers playing. So if you don't really know video games, you could literally pair up with anybody in the world. Yeah. You don't know them, but you can still talk to them on the mic if they're on your team. And a TikToker, somebody who's pretty well known, I'm assuming, gets paired up with this little, he's got a little kid in his party. And here's where the conversation goes.
Oh, I have not seen this.
And let me make sure my volume is up.
Why don't you buy the battle pass?
Because my family going through the hard time.
Hey, how about if we win this game, I'll buy you some V-Bucks.
Actually?
Yeah, I promise. If we win this game, we'll get some V-Bucks. What system are you playing on?
Xbox.
I got it for Christmas.
Really?
My mom has saved up all the money to buy it.
Because my dad left.
What?
My mom.
I'm sorry. My mom went to McDonald's.
That's so cool. Like I said, I really wanted to buy you V-Bucks. You should be able to redeem it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Dude, I'm just happy I can help you.
No problem, dude.
There's two things I get from this video.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
One, I just love the human kindness. Like you see that there's still these humans. Humankind is still good out there. But also, I sent this video to one of our squad mates, Midnight, who has a 6-year-old who plays all the time on headset. And I was like, this is why you should never let Ryder on headset, because they will tell all your family secrets. So
that was beautiful.
Isn't it adorable?
That was awesome.
Good to...
I didn't see how many V-Bucks you gave him, though. Did you?
No, and I also... should got his name to shout out Joey's name. I wonder if I can see it here. Oh, Joey B or something, I think. Anyway, if you're a TikToker and watch gamers.
Yes.
Awesome.
That was awesome. Any more nerd clips?
I think I do have another nerd clip. Oh, I do, but I don't know if I actually pulled it up because we ran out of time. So it's fine. I'll just move on.
Well, I kind of wrote something for us.
Okay.
It's a nerd play.
Oh, God.
So I have your copy right here.
Oh, God.
And you have to commit to it, though. Okay.
You really think I'm going to commit to it?
Yes. Now, do you want to be nerd one or nerd two?
Which one is going to be less offensive for me to be?
They're both equally stupid.
You pick which one you think I should
Okay.
Do.
You be nerd two.
Okay.
Okay. Read the title up top. Please.
Lord help
Read
us.
Read the title up top.
A nerd love story in one act.
Begin.
Who am I?
You're nerd too.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a nerd.
Hi, I'm also a nerd.
Want to make out?
Sure. And they make out.
It's a direction there where they're supposed to make out. But.
Really? That's the play? And we make out not enough that you're needing to write a play to make out with
That's
you?
Right. Let's rehearse.
I'm sure everyone wants to see us.
Yeah. Oh, they wanted to see that. That's for sure.
I wish I had that photo. I don't. But so I guess that means that it is time for... Oh, wait, I forget. We have this lovely thing.
Now it's time for the stupid nerd joke of the day.
Thank you, Maria. So I took to heart what you scolded me last week for making sure the joke was a fandom joke.
Yes.
So not only did I get a joke, I got top 10 jokes. I found a site for Marvel characters. Okay. I'm going to run down some of these and see if any of them stick with you.
You only need one.
Well, You're in luck. What does Groot say when he has a bunch of money?
I am Groot.
I am loot.
Terrible.
Okay, all right. I didn't think that was going to stick. Okay. When Doctor Strange is sick, who is his doctor?
I don't know who.
Doctor Stranger.
I'm regretting that.
What is the name of Doctor Strange's cousin who can't do magic?
I don't know.
Doctor Normal.
It gets worse.
Yep. Here's the piece de resistance. What does Iron Man do before he takes a bath?
I don't know. What?
He gets stark naked.
Oh, bump. You actually have the drum thing, too. I wish you would have hit.
And thank you.
Coop wants to know, is there a Patreon makeout membership level? Is that like the top one? What does that mean? Like, if you're the top level, you go make out with John?
No.
Hey, take one for the team. How much are you guys willing to pay for a once a month makeout?
This needs to stop now.
What if someone's like, I'll give you guys $5,000 a month for a one makeout session, and you got to make out with it. It's a dude. $5,000 a month, and you don't have to go to work anymore. You just hang out and you have one makeout session. I think you could suck it up and do it.
What? You know what? Let's reverse the roles. Let's say
easier for me to say I'd make out with a girl than you to say make out. Girls are easier. We're more open to that stuff.
Here's the thing. You've never made out with a girl, but in college, I did a bunch of plays where I made out with dudes.
I'm actually impressed.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to get into this topic online, but we will take this offline. And Jenna wants to know, why didn't you use any of the amazing pickup lines that they gave you?
What?
For your nerd, you had a nerd play. They were terrible.
Oh.
You had all these amazing pickup lines.
I'm sorry. Is that your review of the play I just did?
I'm sorry. The play was, I can't even think of the word for it.
If we're going to give a review of that play, let's call it efficient. Thank you. Efficient. Very efficient use of.
Well, it is very efficient. I mean, if you came in, if I'm like, you know, watching TV and you're like, babe, can we make out? I'd be like, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. I will report back next week how that works out.
Brian, I don't know what this means. Jen, why do you let him? Oh, Jen, why do you let him on the internet? That is a good question that I should probably continue to think about.
I learn a lot on the internet.
I think he meant, why do we let you on the internet?
Yeah.
Like, why do we let people see you?
Oh, okay.
Because that's how I'm taking it. But maybe he meant it your way. Jason Smith, I feel so bad for Maria that after this week, the amazing shark she made will have to be retired because the segment is so bad.
Oh, what? Okay. You know what? I'm going to get an actual really good nerd joke for next week. One that makes you laugh, not stupid dad jokes like I just did.
Okay. We will await.
I'm bringing it, Jason.
Although Jason backed you up on your stupid math joke.
Thank you.
Now he's just, the table's just turned on
you. It's
not
a stupid math joke. It was a brilliant math joke, and it was for nerds. But let's
that's okay. I'm going to find more ways to have Maria do weird animal things for us. Although her shark is hard to beat because that last beat with the smile is hilarious.
Oh, I forgot to talk about my tooth disintegrating this last week.
No, it didn't disintegrate. And it was
so
not
first
last
of all,
week. It was like yesterday.
Yes. It's the devil's food, popcorn, because it tastes so good. You can't stop eating it. You get fat. You eat a lot of popcorn. And also it can disintegrate your tooth. I have a crown.
No, before we no, let's tell the truth. He wasn't eating the popcorn. He was leaving. There was the kernels that are left after the popcorn in the bowl.
But you know those half popped ones?
No, he was chewing on hard kernels. And I've said this to him for months and months and months. Stop chewing on those. And what happens? Crunch, crown break.
The crown broke. And it just feel the whole tooth just disintegrating in my mouth. And
then yesterday, you had to go to the dentist.
That's true. But I'm getting a diamond put in my mouth. Zirconium. Yeah, it lasts forever.
Did they get it from Uganda? Wakanda? Why'd I say Uganda? Just thinking, you stupid.
You stupid.
And also, Brian says that you need to be, why do I let you on the internet? Because of your bad jokes.
Yes. Well, you can blame Reddit for that. There's a whole subreddit for people of my ilk.
Brian says, was it your movie theater popcorn recipe? Yes, my recipe still sticks.
It still sticks.
It's still the best. It tastes just like Lindley popcorn.
I was complimenting the popcorn as I was eating it. And then the last mouthful, that got me.
Summer says, Andy has to go to the dentist regularly from eating popcorn. Stop eating the hard parts, dummies.
Look, I'm not taking the unpopped kernel
actually,
and eating
it. Actually,
you
do that. So don't act like
it
you
has
don't.
To be like the half pop, you know?
No, just only eat the full pops. Pop, 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 pop. Okay, I got a question for you.
I have an answer.
I hope you do, but I think it's going to be hard for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite memory of dating me?
Oh, so I just flashed. Okay.
What's the first thing that came to mind?
The baseball games.
Oh, sad.
Why?
Because we can't go to any. Yeah.
But the Dodgers did win the division again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Question for audience. What is the stupidest or stupidest?
Yeah.
Okay. This sounded weird when it came out of my mouth. What is the stupidest or nerdiest couple fight you've had? What have we had? We've had some really stupid
ones. Had some stupid ones. I mean, this is video gaming aside, right?
Yeah, because we have a lot of those. What came to your mind?
Video games.
Oh.
Don't be a dick.
We had a really like a massive yelling fight. We weren't mad,
right?
But we were yelling to be talked louder than the other person in my car in the parking lot of AMC after we watched that latest Terminator, because you said it was a remake or something like that.
Right.
And I said, no, it's a sequel. And we got in a huge, and you're like, dude, it could be a reboot. It could be a remake. You kept saying, I was like, no, it's a sequel. It had all the same characters in a timeline sequential. And we had, do you remember this fight?
Like, it was, that was the Sarah Connor one, right?
Yes. Well, it was Sarah.
The,
it was
the very last one that came
yes.
out. Yeah. You were wrong.
If a movie has the same characters. So, okay. So wait, we just watched Bill and Ted. Was that a remake?
No, that's a sequel.
Then why is it the Terminator one a sequel?
Because they reimagined everything. Everything was
no, they didn't. They had all the same backstory lines. They had the same characters. They weren't doing different roles. They were themselves years later.
But it was the exact same movie.
I can't believe we're having this argument again. This argument is kind of what spawned this whole show.
Kind of did.
Because we had to.
It's almost been a year.
I know. We got to take these arguments to you guys. So we
we're gonna channel all of this into that.
Brian McKee has a nerd fight. Dinner was 3 hours late because of wife on PlayStation playing Lego Star Wars.
Yes! We loved playing Lego Star Wars together.
We never played Lego
Star Wars. Yes, we did.
We played Infinity Star Wars.
Oh, we did.
But I have a question about this. Dinner was 3 hours late because of she was playing. So you were mad because she didn't make your dinner on time?
I think you found a good woman there. PlayStation 3 hours. Yeah.
First of all, you should just be making the dinner if you're mad at her. And secondly, order in. That's what we do. We don't want to quit playing. So we order in. Well, that was, I'm a little confused. Good morning, Justine. You've missed so much fabulous.
Yes. Good morning, nerd.
Exciting.
You missed a great play. Go back and watch it. Really
okay.
Quick.
Another question for you. What movie reminds you of us?
Love Actually just popped in my head.
Why?
Because you always talk about it and you love it. And then I started watching it. And I'm like, oh, it is a good movie.
If I thought about a movie that reminded us of us, it would have to be more.
I'll tell you what TV show reminds me of us.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
That's really messed up. And I know why you say it, because like our second date, we were already watching it. But if someone didn't hear that in context, it's like, really?
Well, it became a thing where I really looked forward to seeing you because I knew it was Sunday Game of Thrones and we liked watching together.
It's just kind of like, you know, it's a very...
Oh, check out that guy got beheaded. I love you.
Yeah, exactly. When I think of a rapey show, I think of you, babe.
Jesus.
I would say a show... that reminds me of us. Not Upload. What's coming to my head? Upload got blocked the show. I was just thinking. Wow, brain mush. Coop's got something.
Oh man, I can make a list, but here's one. The time we bought.
Well, first of all, why don't you look at your screen?
Oh yeah.
It's. He makes me let him have this screen, and then he's constantly looking at mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You like sweat? Or is your hair wet from the shower still?
It's the shower.
Okay, good. Go ahead. I do read sweat it that. On okay, your screen. It.
Oh man, I can make a list, but here's one. The time we bought a lottery ticket because the jackpot was super high and then had a huge fight hours about what we would spend the money on if we won. That's great. That's great. I love that. Fighting about how you're going to spend money you will never get. Because you will never win the lottery. I can see us fighting about that.
We probably had these fights.
You know what? We wouldn't fight about that because I think we'd agree exactly about how we'd spend all the money.
Because you'd do what I say we do.
Oh! After I agree with you.
We've had these fights before.
Yes, we have.
But mostly we agree on like where we want to, what kind of place we buy a house, what kind of house we buy, where we would live, basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blah, 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 all the usual stuff.
I think we both agree that we think things like buying expensive cars are stupid.
Well, a Tesla would be.
Tesla's not expensive. I mean, in the great scheme of cars, it's not. It's affordable. Ooh. Unless you're on top of the line. I'm talking about like Porsches and stupid things.
I want a top of the line Tesla.
That's fine. I'm talking about like cars that guys get because of status. Because like, oh, I have this Porsche. There's only five of these in the world. Like people would spend $100,000 on a car. No, you're never doing that. Sorry.
It's funny. Where I work, I see a lot of
status.
Money, status, and like, yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of money spent.
McKee says on his dinner fight, it was more of a comedy. I could picture it being a sitcom fight.
Yeah.
Very fun. Justine said she came right in on the arguing as usual.
One nerd Wait, couple, hundreds is, of nerd fights.
Is there ever a time we're not arguing?
When we're making out. What do you think I need to make a
you
play
You missed
about
it. You tried to make me make out with him on camera.
Try. I succeeded.
Christy Lee asks, what is your favorite game you play together?
Oh. Well, video games aside?
Probably. Well, video games, it's funny because we get stuck on games. Like we were Fortnite forever, and then we were Realm Royale
forever.
Ooh, was it like 2 years of each of those?
Yeah.
And now we're on Rogue Company. I don't think you would play just one game if I was open to more, but you're like, this is the one game she'll play, so I play it.
No, but I love it. I honestly love playing those games with you. But board game, what's our favorite board game to play?
We don't
together?
Play board games because this one is a rule stickler, and he is no fun to play with.
Why play without rules? What's the point of rules?
But you're a really bad stickler
what
about
do you mean
it. You're like
you're playing Monopoly. I'm gonna take all the money. That's never, against the
Monopoly
rules.
Monopoly is the stupidest game ever invented.
Oh well.
A game that I've had lots of backyard nights over, and you've been to a couple since we've been together, is Cards Against Humanity.
I was gonna say that we haven't played that in a long time.
I think I'm kind of over it in some ways because
we need new cards.
Well, yeah, and also, I don't know. It's just like, same thing, different day.
We need specialty Cards Against Humanity, like Star Wars Cards Against Humanity. They have that.
I know. We bought this Harry Potter, like, strategy game that we haven't even opened up to figure out how to play it.
I was like, babe, figure this out, and we'll play it. And
we haven't. Yeah. It's got little figurines and everything. We suck.
We need to play it.
Christy says her and her husband argue about the ending to Pan's Labyrinth.
I don't remember the ending.
I don't either, but I just would like to know what's the basis of it?
Yeah. Give us the gist.
Is he completely wrong and stupid and you're right? Because I would understand that. It would make a lot of sense.
Or as a loving couple, did they realize they were both right?
And Jason says, Jen strikes me as someone who believes playing a draw four on another draw four is a rule in Uno. It is.
Wait.
You're allowed to play. Okay, so Uno just recently came out with like official rules that you're like, you can't like do a draw four on a draw four. But my whole life we've played that way. Have you not?
Okay. You'll have to give me a little more context.
Okay, so Uno, you know you have cards that are like a skip,
right.
A skip. Reverse,
draw four. Yeah.
And then you have to draw four cards. Like I put draw four down and you have to draw four cards.
Right.
And then now it's my turn again. So I can put another draw four, make you draw four more cards.
Yeah, you could do that.
As Jason's saying, it's not a rule. He is correct. Uno came out and said that you're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that? Well, we play by the rules.
Yeah, see. But his rules are real. Like they're really bad. Like,
what are you talking about?
Even if you're like, let's just do a practice game. You're just like, we're not going to just learn to do it. Why do it at all?
That's not true.
Just thought it just like me, didn't you?
Wait, it is true because there's no practicing when you want to win something. Wait, hold on. It came out wrong.
Oh my God. Okay. I have a question for the audience. One more question for the audience.
Okay.
And it is, what is something about you guys in the audience that might surprise us? That you tell us this thing and we're like, no way.
Who's got a third nipple?
I want to know the secrets. Christy says, spoiler on the Pan's Labyrinth thing. Spoiler alert.
Thank you, Christy.
No,
for the spoiler.
I'm wrong, but I don't want to admit that she died. It's so sad. Nerd Tanya Muni, welcome. Happy birthday, Jen, even though it's late. Well, I will take it. Also, welcome to the live show. Are you at work right now sneaking this? Tanya was very disappointed in us for missing a bunch of nerd couples. And we were like, you got to join the show live. And then she made it over.
Very nice. Hello, nerd.
McKee says, I think you know them already. Let's see. There's got to be something we don't know. Come on. I want all the dirt. I want nerd surprises. What's something about you that I may not know? Is there anything possibly?
No. Let's see. No third nipple.
Well, I know that.
How about you?
That you don't know about me. I think that's actually probably a good thing, that I think we know pretty much everything about each other. Well, you're looking at me like you don't know. Nothing I'll tell you on there.
I know. I was going to say, there's some probing that could be done there. Okay. Phrasing.
Well, you know what time it is.
This is the day you
got me dancing to your nerd news. Have we gotten to that point now?
Or yeah.
I've just let it in. I've stopped fighting it.
Yeah. You should just dance randomly during the show.
With no music?
Just... When you do this, it could be my favorite thing of all time. Could you just do it, please?
I'm just like talking to you and then you're talking, you give me an answer. While you're giving me an answer, I'm just like.
That's the second place. But the one where you do this.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I just think I just do things. It just happens. Christy shared something surprising. I want to go back to this. I'm alive because my dog saved me from a lake as a kid.
What?
That is a story I want to hear. That is pretty cool. Oh, whoa. Brian McKee has a really shocker. Ready? Okay. I did time in prison, 18 months.
Whoa.
Now, there is part of me that's not shocked.
But
also, what?
Dude.
More details.
Dude. Do tell.
Jason Smith, I once shot a police car with a BB gun.
What?
Man, we got some rebels.
Let's hope there's no statute of limitations on finding out stuff.
I keep those coming while we get to our news.
Hold on.
These are fun. Oh, wait. McKee, what a... He says he worked there.
Oh! What a jip.
What a letdown. We thought you were a hardened criminal.
Oh, man.
And he says, gee, thanks.
What?
He says, gee, thanks. Okay, so nerd news.
I got some nerd news.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson confirmed to play Nick Fury in a new TV show.
That's actually part of my nerd news, but I want to talk more about it. Which
really?
Do we, like, how many freaking shows is Disney Plus coming out with of things that are already done?
Give me more.
Also, you don't even know what the show is. They're just like, oh, we're going to do some show and we're going to have Nick Fury because we want to put Samuel Jackson in something.
It's a show about Nick Fury.
It didn't say it's a show about Nick Fury. It said that what it's about is undeveloped.
Nick Fury is going to be.
Yeah. So basically, Disney Plus was like, keep subscribing because we're going to have Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, exactly.
We don't know when, but he's going to come.
Look, if they're going to keep putting out great content, why wouldn't people just keep shelling out money?
I know.
Bring it.
I would like some original stuff. Like
more,
they
more,
did
more.
A Diary of a Future President is super adorable, and it's completely original on Disney Plus.
Diary of a Future President?
Uh-huh. It's very adorable. But what else is there that's on Disney Plus that's original? Everything else is like a rehashing of an IP they already own. Like, IP? I love High School Musical, the musical, the series. But again, it's on IP they own.
IP.
Intellectual property.
No, IP.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That one's going to hit.
Okay. So what else in Disney Plus? Oh, Disney News also. Our lovely Duke Kaboom is... Disney's being sued for him by Evel Knievel's family.
Shut up.
They say they stole his personality from Evel Knievel, which is kind of stupid because, come on, how many people, like...
But I thought you said it's allowed if it's parody.
I think it is. That's probably going to be the fight they use. But also they're going to say, this is based on anybody who does...
Why would Evel Knievel sue? Do they just want... They can't... Aren't they rich?
Yeah, his family suing. Who knows? They must be.
Yeah.
And more Disney news. Wow, mm-hmm. Disney's all over the news. Black Widow was officially moved to 2021.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a bummer.
They're just not. There's just no movies coming out this year except Playing with Beethoven. So you can watch our movie.
Yes.
There's something else big was moving to 2021.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything.
Fact checker Dave Hoffman.
No, where's our fact checker?
I know.
Darn it. We'll get back to it.
Okay.
We will be getting HBO Max in November.
We will be?
Yes, because there's going to be a 90-minute reunion special with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes.
It's actually scripted. Actually a show, yeah. And they brought back Jeffrey the Butler. Yeah. They flew him in.
They finished production, right? They finished shooting.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about that.
We're gonna
pay for my, that's that. I've been waiting to decide when I'm going to try HBO Max for like that 7-day free trial. That's going to be what it is.
How do you think they're going to deal with Uncle Phil?
I thought about that. It's like, will they have a funeral thing? They're going to have some kind of memorial to him.
Some tribute or something.
They have to. Yeah. Cause he's like the glue of the family.
He was. Every time his deep resonating voice came on, you're like, this authority figure is speaking truth.
I just want to, laugh at Summer's comment because I know she didn't mean to write it this way, but she says, when I said you can watch Playing with Beethoven, she said, you took the words out of my mouth, Jen, praying with Beethoven. And I think it's really funny because, you know, we're praying that Beethoven and people watch it. We need to back up on some comments here. So going back to, first off, you have comments.
That's right.
And I keep hitting my mic when you do. So Brian McKee's surprise thing. For real though, I got drunk in Belgium and woke up with a tattoo.
Nice.
What is that tattoo of?
That's my thing right there, Tony.
That's my thing. I got in trouble with Secret Service and the Marines when I was 11 years
old.
What?
Okay, now you're going to have to talk about that.
We need more details.
11 with the Secret Service. The hell?
Christy's not happy about the Black Widow news. She says, I was looking forward to Black Widow.
I know.
Yeah.
We need
Jason,
to see Tenet.
Which Aunt Vivian will they have on the show?
Ooh, good question.
Here's the interesting thing is I saw an article that Will and the first Aunt Vivian made amends, and there was photos of them. So maybe they're going to have both Aunt Vivian somehow on the show.
Nah.
Remember when Roseanne came back?
Yeah, and they had both the blonde.
Both Beckys.
Beckys, that's right.
Next on that list is Jenna. Did you see the tribute to Chadwick Boseman at Downtown Disney?
Great comment, Jenna. It is amazing. I'm going to pull it up because it needs to be seen.
Or don't show me and let's go see it.
Okay, but it's really great.
How long is it going to be there?
Probably forever.
Because I want to go down and look at houses in Anaheim, so maybe we could have a day in Anaheim.
But we can't go into the park to see it.
You could go to Downtown Disney.
Oh, it's in Downtown Disney?
That's what she said.
Okay.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Your tattoo, Brian, is kiss the dot. I don't want to know where the dot is. I just don't want to know. I can't even put your, I'm going to put this comment up and then we're going to have a discussion about this, Christy Lee. She says, I found out Santa wasn't real because he had his beard pulled down and he was hitting on a hooker in Vegas. Okay, let's talk about this. There are people who imitate Santa. And as you can see, my shirt here, can you see?
Yes.
I'm wearing Christmas. I'm putting Santa all over because I think that one, the world needs a little bit of Santa magic right now, especially our government. We need some Santa magic up in here. And two, there's a lot of people pretend to be Santa, but they're not really Santa. So don't let that get you down.
She loves some Santa.
I do. I like the magic. I like it. Okay. I had more nerd news, I thought. Maybe I didn't.
I have a little more nerd news. Good. So... Sorry. Oh, Hasbro is releasing a bunch of Mandalorian toys and games. And I'm glad you brought up Monopoly because they have
Mandalorian.
I'm glad I brought up Monopoly because they have a Mandalorian Monopoly that we are getting and we are playing.
I am not playing Monopoly.
Yes, we are.
No.
Because little characters that you can be going around the board, they all have certain powers. So it gives a whole new element to the game of Monopoly. You can't let the child be captured by the Empire or everyone playing Monopoly loses. Oh!
Two things. One, we tried to play Star Wars Monopoly and it was still boring.
Well, there were no special rules
for
that one.
If I will agree to play it if we play by rules we make up and not Monopoly
rules.
What?
No, why have the rules?
Exactly. We're not playing any Monopolies. I'm just going to put these up on the screen. Christy says Santa Magic is the best. And Justine says Santa Magic all day. We need some Santa Magic. If you're reading the news, you know we need some Santa Magic.
I think we need Mr. and Mrs. Claus Magic.
Are you saying that? He's got like bedroom eyes when he says that. Are we no, playing like a, Mr. and like Mrs. Claus? What's happening right now?
I was going to say Santa Porno.
I don't appreciate it.
I know. I
we
know.
Don't make fun of Santa Claus. I know. If it's the real deal Santa, he's jolly and he's happy and you can only be happy around him. We met a Santa once. I got to find the photo before our Christmas show. We met a Santa once at Disneyland of all places that like... it was me. I'm pretty sure it was me and Malia and our friend Kyle, which at the time was he was with his like long-term boyfriend. And Santa's face when Kyle and his boyfriend went to go sit on his lap, he was so not happy about it. It was amazing. And we have the photo. I've got to find the
Please
photo.
Please find it. Yes.
Because I was like, you're not the real Santa. The real Santa would be jolly and happy.
You get what you pay for with Santas, by the way. Because where I work, they spare nothing. They pay a lot of money for a good Santa. And that Santa walks through my place of work, and he looks like the real deal. Like, everything is, like, top of the line. Real beard, the suit, like, not like your cheap, just red and white. You know, that's it.
I'm, like, literally, like, have a stupid smile and butterflies. So I'm like, I can't wait to meet that Santa.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I'll let you know.
Summer says that I can go play with them because they have awesome made-up rules.
You know what? You guys can play your chaos games with no rules.
And Justine says, John's pushing it at getting on the naughty list, but maybe that's what he wants.
Excellent.
And Jenna says you're working hard at getting some love in today. Babe, what's going on?
I don't know.
Am I not showing you enough love?
I will write a sequel to my play.
No. you come
it's gonna have less words. A lot more stage direction.
We're gonna just move on.
We're moving on. Okay.
But the thing is, his new job, his new hours in what you're doing. You're so tired when you come home. So you leave early we work out in the morning together and then you have to run out and then you get home and you're so tired. So if you're feeling like you're not getting like kisses and loves and cuddles, it's because you're sleeping a lot.
Okay. TMI.
Jason Smith says, I'm not fat. I'm an understudy for Santa.
Jason, you got a good Santa beard going, man. Not going to lie.
Well, I think that's all I got for the day. Do you have anything else for the day?
That's the nerd news. Oh, do we want to do a little Funko?
A little Funko? Oh, you wanted to show the video?
Yeah. So how many is a lot of Funkos to you nerds out there? Like, we have a couple Funkos, 3, 4, 5. 1,000 is a lot.
Oh, there's loud music.
Yes. How about 5,000 Funkos?
Who owns this?
Tony. I know you would appreciate this.
Why?
My name is Paul Scardino, and I have the largest collection of Funko Pops in the world. Welcome to my madness.
Yeah,
5,000. He's got them. It goes on for like 15 minutes. But
I want to hear a little bit. Hold on. Section
of the collection, which is
that's just Marvel.
Now this starts the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I have so many questions.
So all the Marvel movies in sort of an order, starting with the first Avengers. The really cool thing about the Marvel Pops is that they're all bobbleheads.
Okay, I know that could go on forever, yeah. So I'm going to turn it off, but I have so many questions for this guy. Like, why? You know how much money you've blown? Like, why?
No!
And it doesn't even look nice.
It looks so cool.
It looks like clutter.
No, it's awesome.
Bullshit.
You know what? That we don't nerd shame, first of all.
I have questions. I wasn't shaming him. I'm questions. And Christy Lee says, holy crap, that's a lot of Funkos.
He is doing what he loves. He's not hurting anybody, and he loves the Funkos. And now he has a great collection he can show
off. I have questions, though. Is it an OCD thing? Is it a hoarder's thing?
Oh, my God. You're making him sound terrible.
If you're like, no, I'm curious. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, we're not going to collect Pops because once you start, you can't stop.
Right.
So I was able to stop us. So we have a couple, like We have our lovely MST, you know, we have our bots because
right.
they were very unique. We don't go and buy Star Wars ones because we would never end.
I mean, it could be an OCD thing, but wow, if you actually break down the math of how many Funkos you have to buy, like you could buy one Funko every day for years and years and oh my God.
I don't want to. So they're unless you get a deal.
We're by 365.
We're going to say on average, he spent 10 bucks. So that's 50 grand, but probably more.
50 grand on Funkos.
On toys. They don't even work as toys. Sit on your shelf.
I like it.
But why?
Because it makes him happy. That's not a hard concept.
Justine says, my thoughts go there too, Jen. It's like my secret obsession. Yes. I think someone needs to have a talk with him.
No. Nope. Nope.
And Summer says, and this is the quintessential nerd argument. At least she loves us.
Yeah.
But that is the, like that. I'm glad that you aren't obsessive about collecting stuff because I think that if you were, we would have fights all the time because I need things to be clutter-free. Even our studio, the studio used to be super clean and like I loved it. And then our show took over and then it became stuff on the walls, stuff on the shelves. It drives me insane.
I love it.
I can't work in here like I used to be able to.
Alexa, what's 5,000 divided by 365?
So he's been collecting them for probably, what, 4 or 5 years? Probably.
No, I'm saying he has to buy 13 pops a day to get to, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we'll take this, we'll take that disturbing thought and say goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in, nerds.
Later, nerds.
Love you guys.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show and help us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.